Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Don't forget Dimitri Graffiti a little bit later on this morning. Great opportunity for you to call in and say or do pretty much anything you want as long as you adhere to the rules of engagement. The phone number is 740-325-1490. Do not have your radio on in the background when you call because of all the feedback. And when your call's answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. That'll be coming up very shortly, but not in the Facebook live stream because Facebook has effectively banned Dimitri Graffiti because of royalty issues with the music that we play. So only on the radio, download the River Network app, and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get that. Great interview this morning with our new state rep, 95 District Ohio House of Representatives, Ty Moore. We'll get him back on. He was good radio. He was definitely good radio. Needs to brush up on his Marietta College football, considering he's the color commentator, but overall pretty good. All right, so we have that. One more thing with this COVID queen, Dr. Amy Acton, and how the local media, 7 and 9, are run by the same type of people, have the same type of mentality as those lunatics, Trump-hating, purple-haired, nose-ring, croc-wearing, Prius-driving lunatics on TikTok who hate Trump. Same type of mentality. They're all in with Dr. Amy Acton, who is a hardcore Obama supporter. Why DeWine ever appointed her health director. I mean, that's what rhinos do. They're the same as Democrats. It's the uniparty. So one of the other things that local media is doing to protect her and to build her up, nine this morning, they've got a new anchor replacing Bill Phillips, Bill Phillips 2.0, Steinbach or something like that's his name. He calls her Amy Action this morning, Amy Action. And it's like, really? Really? Can you be any more in the tank for her? I mean, really? You don't even know how to pronounce her name, or do you? And it just sounds cooler saying Amy Action, like Action Jackson, you know, instead of her real name. 7 and 9 both want you to think that she is from the Valley because she told people she's from the Valley, our Valley, but she's not. She's from the Mahoning Valley, not the Upper Ohio Valley. But you wouldn't know that by the coverage of 7 and 9. Beyond useless, just beyond useless. Why any legitimate business would want to risk its great reputation by advertising on 7 and 9 is just beyond me. It is just beyond me when you can have this. All of this. All right, next. Speaking of beyond useless, the local politicians in the city of Wheeling, pathetic. I don't recall one of them standing up and saying, I demand that the renovations of the suspension bridge are such that we will be able to have vehicles driving across that bridge. We need to have vehicles driving across that bridge to get to Wheeling Island. It's a big, big deal. And the state of West Virginia said, okay, we'll give us money. We'll fix this up. We'll fix this up. And there was no mention that they were going to ban vehicular traffic across this bridge. And none of the, I was talking about it. It's like, how is this even possible? You've got to stand up and demand that this bridge is going to be renovated in such a way that we can actually have cars and trucks and buses and everything else going across it. This is not that hard to do. It can't be that hard to do. But our local politicians, absolutely nothing. No, we'll just wait and see what the state does to us this time. West Virginia Department of Transportation has officially announced that the Wheeling Suspension Bridge will be permanently closed to vehicular traffic. They spent about $18 million of your money to rehab it. And yet they couldn't figure out a way to make it strong enough so it could withstand cars and trucks and buses. How hard would this have been? How hard would this have been to support it in such a way, even if you have to add some new, I don't know, dolphins or whatever they're called, piers or whatever, to make it support vehicular traffic? They spent $18 million on a footbridge. They say there was a chronic weight violations. Well, you know what you can do for that when you restructure it? Keeping the structural preservation. You shore it up enough so that it can withstand all of the vehicular traffic. I don't care how old it is. It's a suspension bridge that now is one of the most expensive footbridges in America. Maybe we can make that a new tourist attraction. Hey, come to the friendly city. Walk across one of the most expensive footbridges in America. The lack of leadership that we have here in the valley, in Wheeling especially, is just jaw-dropping. It is just unbelievable to me. $18 million, can you name one politician throughout this whole renovation project who stood up and demanded that this bridge be renovated in such a way so that it will support cars and trucks and buses and everything else? Can you name one? The only person I can name is me. Almost $18 million for a footbridge to walk across from Main Street to Wheeling Island. And no one seems to think that's a big deal. It's like, well, it's just the way it is here. Unbelievable. Got to say goodbye to our Facebook friends. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Share this everywhere. We'll be starting Dimitri Graffiti in a matter of nanoseconds. Line up now. Ty Moore supporters, Ty Moore detractors, Don Jones, everyone else, by all means, give us a call. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. My guess is there might be a few comments regarding the Super Bowl and Bad Bunny. And also our guest, Ty Moore, the new representative for the 95th House District in Ohio in the House of Representatives. $18 million for a footbridge in Wheeling. Really? Is that really good use of our money? $18 million for a footbridge? And also Bad Bunny and the Super Bowl, and just start calling now.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
The rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti: do not have your radio on in the background when you call. 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
So Ohio lost 3 seats in the House of Representatives in the last census. There's 88 counties. Each county should have one representative, not one from the 95th district that runs around 8 counties.
There's no way no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Demetri Graffiti.
McKinney, Ohio, roads are horrible. In that nuisance order in Shadyside, that sounds like an HOA. Check in on that.
Demetri Graffiti. Demetri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, tomato man, ready to tell you the words are really, 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 really,
Okay.
The rules of engagement, Demetri Graffiti, do not have your radio on when you're calling. 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate federal, state, or local laws, and above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Demetri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. Demetri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Demetri Graffiti.
Yeah, is the Macho Man available for special events and birthdays?
You're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, right.
'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.